Greetings, Houston! Greetings, Texas! We've come many miles tonight to rock you, and rock you we will. Thank you, Houston. Thanks for that beautiful welcome. You know what? I'm just going to take a moment here just to drink this all in. Songs, and this next one definitely falls into the latter category. We reckon if you remember it, you weren't there.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Imagine I'm in love with you. It's easy because I know. It's not like it to pretend, but I'll get you in the end. Yes, I will, I'll get you in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I think about you night and day. I need you as a soul. And I think about you, I can say I never, 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 never knew.
It's understood, but in the Venus, it's already fine.
That we used to aspire to, basically they just paid a bit better. They were the late night clubs, they were the cabaret clubs. Well, to get into those clubs, you had to do certain type of number. It had to be a little bit smoochier, you know, for the late night crowd. So, here's one such number that I used to do then. Talented drummer Abe Laboriel Jr.
Hello, Houston. Oh, you guys sound great.
good to see you all again. You guys doing well? Yeah, how are the kids? They're good, yeah?
They're home!
Are you guys ready to rock? gotta get you into my life tonight. All right, you will see mysteriously arising behind me a piano. And before this piano mysteriously arises, there's a big hole. On the second night of this tour, I forgot there was a big hole. I was just chatting away to the audience and I fell backwards into the big hole. You know, it's that moment when you know you're going, there's no way back, but gravity is not going to help. And so on my way down here, it all goes into slow motion, you know, and I go, oh, God. Through my mind, it's going, how deep is this hole? It's okay now, it's been filled by the piano, we're okay. I'd like to introduce to you our spectacular guitar player here. This guy can play, he really knows what he's doing. It's Mr. Rusty Anderson.
Hello, Houstonites. Welcome all you beautiful people and troublemakers and beautiful troublemakers. And, you guys having a good time? I must say, it smells like you're having a good time up here. Hey, well, you'll appreciate this next thing, hopefully. I was able to get some Chinese food in your beautiful city, and I brought you a present in a cooking form. You guys like fortunes?
Yeah!
Well, let's see what you got. Where there is will, there is way.
Woo!
That's the best one I've heard in a long time. Anyway, cheers and back to Paul.
That song is called Fine Line. That's a new one off our new album, which is called Chaos and Creation in the Backyard.
Baby, I'm amazed at the way.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you. And at this point in the evening, everyone seems to mysteriously disappear and leave me all alone with you. So welcome to my living room. All right. I'd like to play you a song, which was one of the very earliest songs we ever did. It was actually the first recording we ever made, and this goes back before the Beatles. There was five of us in the band at that time. The drummer was Colin, pianist was Duff, and then there was John, George, and myself. I came up with five. Yeah. And we wanted to make a recording, so it cost £5. We went to this little studio in a place called Kensington in Liverpool, and you know it? It's a funny little place. And you were not just there. Anyway, so we went to this little place, and I say it cost £5 to make this recording. So we each put a pound in, and the idea was that we'd keep it for a week each. So
John had it for a week, he gave it to George, George had it for a week, gave it to me. I had it for a week, gave it to Colin. Colin had it for a week and gave it to Duff, who had it for 23 years. Just kidding, Duff, if you're listening. Allegedly. If there's any lawyers in the audience. Now, anyway, this was the first little recording we did, and I'd like to do that now. So, there is a part in it that I'd like you to sing and help me out with. Your bit goes, whoa. That's it? Perfect. Good one. 20,000 backing singers, yeah. Oh, here you go, the very first little record we ever made. You got to imagine him. Like this. In spite of all the danger, in spite of all that may be, I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you be true. In spite of all the heartache that you may cause me, I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you be true to me. Well, I'll look after you like I've never. I'll keep all the others by knocking at your door. In spite of all the danger, in spite of all that may be, I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you'll be true to me. I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you'll be true to me. Yeah. I see there were some people improvising as well. Nice, nice, we like that.
Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. We'll light way the lonely lifetime. If you want me to, I will. And if I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name, but in every really manner, I will always feel the same. Love you forever and forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we together, love you when we apart. When at last I find you, your song will fill the air. Singing
out of my head. You can't get a picture anyway. You can't get a picture.
Make it easy to be near you.
you, thank you. Okay. And you know, before we put this tour together, you're kind of thinking about what songs you might be going to do on the tour. And I was wondering whether to put that one in the show. I haven't quite made up my mind, but I ended up one evening in a Mexican restaurant in Pasadena in California. Saturday night, little Mexican food. It was in the bar, having a little margarita, chilling out. And this fellow comes up to me, he said, I don't want to interrupt. He said, but can I buy you a drink? I said, no, it's okay, I've got one. And that's unusual for me. So I said, no, it's okay, thanks. You know, he said, look, I've got to tell you a story. He said, my little daughter, who is the apple of my eye, was going to perform in a high school concert. He said, and I didn't know what she was going to do. He said, and she got up on that stage just with a guitar all on her own. He said, and she sang, I Will. He said, I'm never going to forget that, man. And I said, okay, I'm going to do that in the show. So next time I see him, I'll have that drink.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Cheers. All right, thank you. That's a new song called Jenny Wren, also off our new album. You know, one of the things that happens when you're doing these tours is people start bringing signs and they hold them up, you know. It's kind of really good. Like that. Exactly. And it's really good, except when you're trying to do like maybe a new song like that one where you're trying to concentrate on the chords and the words and the tune and you're really trying to get it together and then a sign comes up and you go, oh. And you've got to look at it. You have to look at it. So your mind splits in two. One side of your mind says, don't look at it, concentrate, chords, words, just think what you're doing. And the other side of your mind says, it doesn't matter. And that is the one you listen to. So you're trying to get this all together, trying to keep focused, and you, at the same time you're reading, my mother saw you at Candlestick Park. I love the sign. We love the signs. If anything goes wrong, I'm blaming it on one of those signs, okay? Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all the words you got just linger on when she don't love and need you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She don't love and need you, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. She says that long ago she needs someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she's ever filled your head, you won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one.
Wondering, there I will go. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
English Tea are also off the new album. And I don't know if you heard, but we had a fantastic night not so long ago where we actually hooked up from the arena to the International Space Station. And yeah, we were able to wake those guys up with that song, English Tea. I tell you, that was exciting. Yeah. Imagine that. We're not hooking up tonight, but they will be getting up round about now. Hey guys, come on in. Okay. Anyway, one of the things I'm quite pleased with that song is I managed to work this word peradventure in. It's an old word, it's an archaic word, you know, out of usage, nobody uses it anymore. And I don't know, I must have seen it in some old school book or something and it stuck. So I worked it in the song, and then when I'd done the song, went to the dictionary just to check there was a word. And it was, and it meant peradventure, it meant perhaps, or perchance, possibly, maybe. Peradventure, I'm amazed. Mm. So, yeah! Anyway, so that's the word peradventure, and apparently now what's happening, I've been telling people on this tour, and that word is now sweeping the nation. And so, you know, people have been going into coffee bars, the guy was saying, you want some more coffee, buddy? He said, peradventure, I might. So you can raise your friends tomorrow. I mean, now, you don't expect to come along to a show like this and learn something like that, do you? Okay, there you go. Peradventure, try it on your friends tomorrow. Okay, enough of that. I remember writing this next song in the little council house we used to live in 24th and Road in Liverpool, looking out through the lace curtains, and that's quite a while ago. I just want to keep going and going and going. So don't you know that tomorrow be raised up? This next song to my lovely wife and our beautiful little baby who was two just the other day.
You lift up my spirits, you shine on my soul, I can rely on you to guide me through any situation. You hold up a sign that reads, follow me. You give me direction, you show me. Every day I can depend on you to send me to any destination. Now hold up the sign that reads, follow me, follow me. Down the track of loneliness, down the path.
Shine a light on me.
Yo, where you at?
Let the get the midnight special. Shine a table of a light on me. Get the midnight special.
We had to put that one in tonight with those lyrics. That's specially for you. I remember you. Yeah. Anyway, there was one little piece we used to play. It was a semi-classical piece that we used to play. Well, it was classical, but we made it semi. And it was a piece by J.S. Bach. It went like this. So, I say we didn't quite get it right. It really should have gone. We didn't know that second bit, so we kind of just cut it in half. And that was a little bit where we sort of went wrong. That was our own little bit. But what we liked was the fact there was a little melody on the top and a bass line on the bottom. It was kind of nice in the same part. So. And so years later, I was so fascinated by that little style that I developed it and made it into this next song. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Tiki's moving wings and learn to fly. All of your life. You're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly. Blackbird. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Won't you take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. thank you very much. And thank you, J.S. Bach. Thank you very much. Okay. I'd like to introduce to you the guy who was playing all those pretty complicated string parts in that last... He's got strings up on his hands, he's got them on his feet, he's got them everywhere, this guy. And this is an extremely talented keyboardist. He is also our musical director, if we would ever listen to him. Here he is, Paul Wicks Wicked!
Thank you very much. Good evening. It's true, yes, I'm completely operated by string and Nurofen Plus this evening. There's stuff all over the place here, there's things going on, lots of them. Occasionally you get the odd jazz rewrite of stuff, just to prove it's live, but there'll be no jazz on the next one because I play one of these. And I can't play jazz on one of these.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you
You're a great bunch of people. Thank you very much. What a great welcome. Thank you. Okay. Now, in July this year, NASA launched a very special space shuttle mission. This was a historic mission. For one reason, it was the first time in history that a space shuttle mission had been commanded by a female commander. That was Eileen Collins, a fine Irish girl. And you probably heard what happened. They went up to the International Space Station. They had to do some maintenance and repairs. And things didn't go according to plan, though, because one of the heat shields came off the shuttle. And they had to get out in space and fix it. And then when they thought they were coming back home, NASA had to say to them the weather wasn't right. So they had to wait, and the provisions were going down. So it was getting a little bit tricky up there. But we're very proud to say that on the morning that NASA finally said to them that they were cleared, the weather on Earth was good, and they were cleared for re-entry, this next song that we're going to play was the song that NASA woke them up with that morning. And if you listen carefully, this is kind of how it went.
Good morning, Discovery. And the wake-up music this morning just about says it all. It's a day for sunshine and a day for feet on the ground.
Thanks, Shannon. We sure hope that we get our feet on the ground today.
And we do too, Wendy.
Steve Robinson, Felicia Gucci, Andy Thomas, Wendy Lawrence, Charlie Kamara,
said they would show up. That is just something else.
Thank you.
you. Band on the run.
Thank you. Okay, I would like to introduce to you now the gentleman who's been standing on my left here all evening. He's been playing guitar and bass, singing like a bird. Here he is, the one and only Brian Ray. How are you doing tonight, Houston?
I'd just like to know, way in the back, how are you guys doing way up there? Feeling good? Well, we can feel you, believe it or not. How about everyone in back here? You good? What about over here on this side? I just have a little announcement. I don't believe that's actually a legal parking space up there, so the owner, please move the truck. There's some people having a hard time seeing up there. How's everyone else doing? Good?
In Penny Lane, there is a bar showing photographs. Every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a bank and with a motor car. The little Jim laughing there behind his back. The bank and Trip to Queen. He likes to keep his violins in glee. It's a clean machine.
I've got a feeling, a feeling good inside. I'm
To go for many years, if only just to sing that song to them, you know. And we finally got over, and we did a big concert in Red Square. I think it was the first time they'd ever allowed a big rock and roll concert, you know. And those Ruskies love to rock, yeah. So we had this big show. But because it's open air, you know, you wake up in the morning and you're a little bit worried about the weather. So I said to one of the Russian officials, I said, what do you think, you know, how's the weather going to be? What do you think? He said, don't worry, the weather will be good. So I said, okay, that's good. So we did our sound check and everything, we're keeping, you know, keeping it together. A little later I said, how's the weather? It's still going to be good. He said, don't worry, the weather will be good. Okay. And I found out later, apparently what it is they send up some Air Force jets and they meet the weather that's coming into Red Square. And they spray it with something and it never arrives. Apparently. So I was told that was true. So, you know, remember, next time you see one of those big, you know, events in Red Square, the weather will be good. Don't worry, the weather will be good. But, we didn't have the nerve to ask them what they sprayed it with. Don't ask. It wasn't cornflakes. The song you might want to sing along with here. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Sing a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start up to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid, you were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, get everybody on the floor now. Come on. Okay, now just all the men, just the boys. Come on, fellas.
Thank you. yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far away. Now the looks you know that he's there. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday, and suddenly, why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I know. Oh, yesterday. Yesterday, love is such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Guitar I was just playing there on yesterday, that was the guitar I used on the Ed Sullivan Show. Even though that was before my time.
Where he wants to lie.
time. You ready to keep rocking? All right, here's for your hardcore people.
Houston, you are too much. blast from the past there for you in Houston. I've seen a sign up there, New Orleans, Los Pobres. Will you send our love to New Orleans? Okay. So we've been doing the whole show here with a big light show. We're going to try and light the opening of this next number with just one candle. Find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. The broken heart of people living in the world of grief, there will be an answer, let it be. When the baby party, there is still a chance that they will see, there will be an answer, let it be. We'll be right back.
tell you. All right.
You've been fantastic here tonight. I don't think I can put it into words. The feeling you've given us tonight, we hope you've given you the same. You know, it's been a very special night for us, what with the crew of Discovery coming up, wasn't that something? That's great, that's so cool. But it does come a time when we have got to go home. Yeah. And funnily enough, it strangely coincides with the time when you've got to go home. Yeah. It's true. But listen, before we go, we'd like to do some special thank yous. So first of all, I'd like to thank the guys on the sound desk for doing a great job on the sound tonight. And then Wally and the guys doing the lighting, and Paul and them all doing the video screens. They've done a great job. What it is to bring you this show and to move it from city to city, we probably got about 140 people backstage, under the stage, above the stage and everywhere. So I'd like to thank all of them, the best crew in the world. And for me, a special thank you to this fantastic band of mine. What does it say? Most important thank you is from us to you.
Sergeant Pepper's no. fantastic. We love you. We'll see you next time.